Vice Chairman Sullivan, Ranking Member Rush, members of the committee, I'm delighted to be with you here today on behalf of the Advanced Biofuels Association. Since our inception, we believe strongly in technology neutrality. It's been our driving force. The Advanced Biofuels Association represents over 45 companies deploying advanced renewable technologies that are helping to create jobs and reduce dependence on foreign oil by adding to our domestic fuels production capacity. The Advanced Biofuels Association supports an all-of-the-above energy approach for the United States. Today, I want to leave you with 2 points. First, the Renewable Fuel Standard is the bedrock of our nation's renewable transportation fuels policy, and it is directly responsible for the progress that has been made to date in the advanced biofuels sector. Second, as a result of this policy, a number of companies have made significant investments in R&D, pilot and demonstration phases, as well as commercial deployment. Currently, a number of sophisticated manufacturing companies have over $1 billion of private capital ready to build their first commercial facilities. As you well know, uncertainty chills investment, and uncertainty about whether the Congress might change the rules at this critical time by changing the RFS would have negative implications for those who've already invested in the future of this country. The past year has brought significant progress for our industry. We have seen the top fighter planes in the Air Force, Navy, and Marines fly using drop-in jet fuels produced from a wide range of feedstocks and technologies. We have seen U.S. major airlines fly U.S. transcontinental flights. I was on it. And last year alone, Lufthansa operated more than 1,000 flights in Europe on a 50-50 blend of biofuels. And last week, the Air Force flew an A-10 Warthog on the first alcohol-to-jet fuel produced by U.S. in the U.S. by Gevo, a Colorado company. As I look down the list of those testifying today, I doubt a single witness would disagree that adopting a portfolio approach to energy is in the nation's best interest. Energy is not a partisan issue. It is an issue of economic and national security. Energy policy is a key driver in the future prosperity of this nation, and I applaud the chairman and the committee members for holding a truly fact-finding hearing today. Biofuels, as you heard from my colleague, Mr. Dineen, have already made a significant contribution to our nation's transportation fly. America began our journey in renewable fuels policy with ethanol in 1978. It took 20 years to deliver the first 2 billion gallons of fuel. Since the adoption by this committee of the Renewable Fuel Standard in 2005, we have seen an explosion of gallons of U.S. renewable fuels. As a result, the BP Statistical View of 2012, released in June 15th, now shows the United States having 48% of the production of biofuels worldwide. It was only 5 years ago that this committee extended the government's commitment to renewable transportation fuels by passing the Energy Independence and Security Act. As you know, the legislation challenged the industry to produce 36 million gallons of fuel by 2022. In less than 5 years, we have already new operating plants churning out hundreds of millions of gallons of advanced biofuels. If you consider that it generally requires 18 months to 2 years to site, permit, and build a plant, that is simply a remarkable achievement. And many more are on the way. In speaking with members of Congress this year, I've been asked, where are the gallons? Is this another technology that's always 5 years away? The answer is emphatically no. We are putting steel in the ground and creating jobs for Americans all over this country today. So let me share with you a few examples. In your testimony, I included a picture of the Dynamic Fuel Facility located in Geismar, Louisiana. That has a nameplate capacity of 75 million gallons. It's making 1 million gallons a week without a tax credit in place, and it's selling it on a competitive basis. Additionally, Neste Oil has built over 650 million gallons worldwide and expects to deliver 30 million gallons of renewable diesel to the United States this year. With a nameplate capacity of 27 million gallons, last year, my small family-owned company, Triton, employed 15 people and used corn oil as its base feedstock. And the list goes on. This year, we will see Texas-based Keyor bring 11 million-gallon facility in Mississippi, Gevo a 22 million-gallon facility in Minnesota, and additionally, companies like BP and DuPont have demonstrated their technologies, purchased the land, and are deep into engineering and design for the first cellulosic ethanol plants. My message is simple. That has only been 5 years since you passed the RFS2. The RFS is fundamentally working, and we are just getting started. Let me conclude by observing this new industry is helping make America steadily more energy and economically secure. We all watched the price of oil spike early this year and felt its impacts. You have the ability to send a signal to industry and markets that you stand behind the RFS. That signal, like this hearing of a balanced portfolio approach, would be greatly appreciated, and we appreciate being here.